Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is on a very, very busy Tuesday night. A good evening to you and how you be. At 10:05 even on this Tuesday night on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, they on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666 for the 4-hour Tuesday schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 2 on your fan, New York City.
There's a small group who can do the math. There's an even smaller group who can explain it. But those few who can do both, they become billionaires.
We're not playing October baseball, and that's what it's about, and that's what I think we all want to get to.
Well, Steve Cohen's $12 billion hedge fund, SAC Capital, was at one time said to trade as much as 3% of all the stock that moved on the New York Stock Exchange.
You don't get to where I am without tolerating a lot of risk.
I know the fans have really come out for us, and we're really great at the end of the season, 10 games over, which is very nice. But again, we're not playing October baseball, and that's what it's about.
The elusive billionaire has only given 2 published interviews ever.
Well, I mean, you know, I like sports, so I played soccer, you know, I played basketball on the high school team, and that's what you did, you know, basically, and the only season I really didn't play was baseball.
Expressed to Brody and will express to everybody else is not meaningful games in September, but meaningful games in October.
He clearly wants to restructure where he can be free from, as he puts it, being chained to the desk.
You see things differently. That's an edge.
Getting involved and looking at the markets and looking at the ticker tape started when I was 12, 13 years old.
I know a lot of people worried about Brody, on which side he would be on and how that would all work out, but we got it done and just couldn't be happier for everybody from the fans on down.
You sacrificed every penny you had and almost broke your father and your best friend.
You know, that's the nature of the world. The world keeps changing, and if you want to stay in this business, you got to keep changing. You got to keep adapting. You got to keep up on what's going on, or else you're going to be out of business.
He's a winner, and you know, some of the people I spoke to about him were very effusive about what a great person and what kind of work ethic. What he likes best is to win.
You know, I just want to have fun, meet interesting people, and you know, look back and go, wow, that was awesome.
It's a rich man's world.
And the headline of item number one would be going from hope right back to hopeless. Sometimes, if not most of the time, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. From the earlier reports, and you've heard from sources who know how to count from 0 to 13 billion, the deal between Steve Cohen and the Wilpons is on life support, with everybody's rabbi huddled around the deathbed. We don't know why, since both sides agreed to hold their tongue, signing a non-disclosure agreement, with word that Cohen would be more than likely to speak up, given some of us reason to believe that the Wilpons did to Steve Cohen what they did to David Einhorn in 2011 by tweaking the deal. And you can only imagine the tweaking done by the Wilpons, if that's the case, with Steve Cohen. You can only guess that one very, very late night, when nobody was looking, the Wilpons went to their private vault, the one with a moat surrounding it in the very bowels of Citi Field, pulled out the agreement, and added a few zeros to the sale price. You gotta believe it has to do with money and control, and probably both. But right now, all bets are off with any deal between Steve Cohen and Fred and Jeff Wilponzi. Again, hope returns to hopeless. Now, on to another with item two, and we're going to touch on everything with everything going on with the baseball, and you know from this with Mookie Betts, David Price, and you know from with the basketball. So we go from item one, which is the New York Metropolitans, the deal just about not a deal at all anymore between the Wilponzis and Steve Cohen. But now we move to item number two, on to another lovable, popular, user-friendly New York owner, the man who has made the Knickerbockers what they are today. Yes, we are talking. Let's all repeat together as one, James Dolan. So, how does Sir James Dolan, how does he get you to stop chanting, sell the team, sell the team, sell the team? So how does he, for the moment, make you think of the Knickerbockers in a more positive way, if that's even possible? Well, here's a way. By rearranging the furniture in his bunker. What he did today, oh no, not him. He did not fire, instead reassign General Mills. Steve Mills, who's had more titles than the Knickerbockers have had wins in the 17 years that he's been around, with failure, malfunction, and dysfunction in the Knickerbocker front office. Mills will still be seen in the executive lunchroom, since he is now going to join the Madison Square Garden Board of Directors. Certainly, you're feeling better, since he's only lost another title and now has to get really some brand new business cards. Why does Dolan keep failures like Mills and Perry and Isaiah Thomas around? Because he feels comfortable surrounded by yes men. Men who sold their soul to the devil Dolan a long time ago. We all heard earlier today that Dolan would love to make a deal for Masai Ujiri, the Toronto GM, who still has a winning, contending team in Canada without Leonard but one. He is signed through 2021. And two, you cannot be making a trade for him giving up any number one picks. And three, if a deal is ever made, now or later, Dolan must let Ujiri have full autonomy to run the basketball operation. And fat chance of that, because Dolan's fingerprints are on everything Knickerbocker. What we hear with the Knicks is that they have had discussions with Hollywood regarding Kyle Kuzma, and Morris would certainly be one of the pieces of how many would you send with him. Well, you can look at it this way. You can send anybody not named R.J. Barrett and Mitchell Robinson, and getting Kuzma would be a major step up, a major positive. This morning, wait, hold on, don't go away, because there's certainly a little bit more about the Knickerbockers from what we were hearing this morning. Word was the Knickerbockers were talking to those ever-losing mouthpieces about D'Angelo Russell. And yes, he's a shooter, and yes, he didn't drive He doesn't like to drive inside, and yes, he's not a great defender, but yes, you can imagine him as a major upgrade at the point, and you can imagine him on the pick and roll with Robinson. But here's the problem. Minnesota wants him also. And apparently they, Minnesota, in discussions with the Rockets and the Hawks and the San Francisco Warriors, with Minnesota getting Russell, two first-round picks and an expiring contract. Well, late word is that the Warriors and Minnesota don't like how this deal would be done, but they are all still talking. And yes, is it possible, if not probable, the Knickerbockers would bring back the former net to the New York Knicks? Well, yes, it's possible. And yes, what a point guard upgrade it would be to see San Francisco make this deal with the New York Knicks.
You've got to come back with me.
Where?
Back to the future.
Brooklyn, across the river. The city of friendly people, sometimes called Dodgerville. But Brooklyn keeps on growing.
That's a pleasure when you have your all-star that you can coach and accepts coaching, you know, and doesn't cop an attitude and accepts it. It's leadership to me.
Russell shoots a three and he drains it. D'Angelo Russell.
Russell, here's a three again. And this one is good. D'Angelo Russell cashes in and the Nets lead it by two.
I feel like I'm one of those players that is capable of doing both. If it's a game where I need to score, I can do that. If it's a game where I need to facilitate, I can do that. So it's all about figuring out the balance.
Russell, three on the way from the right wing, and it's good for D'Angelo Russell.
It's good! D'Angelo Russell from well behind the arc, from Sheepshead Bay, knocked that one down.
Brooklyn, may it always grow so beautiful.
Here's what I'm wondering. Are we just seeing history repeat itself?
San Francisco, within its 45 square miles, is contained one of the most colorful and romantic cities in the world.
That's the business of it. It is what it is. You put yourself in a position to go somewhere for a long period of time, and it may not be what it is a year later, and that's the business.
Russell in the corner. 5 seconds, takes a three. Got it! He hit it! Here comes Russell with the ball, lets it roll, picks it up at the Chase Center. Marker gets a screen by Draymond, drives and stops and pops the jumper. It's good!
But it is from the east that the city reveals its famous profile, framed by the silver towers of the Bay Bridge.
Whatever situation I'm in, I know the business side of it, so we'll just see. I can't predict it.
Off a Cauley-Stein screen, Russell for three straight on. Good! On the break, Russell dialing long distance, and it's good. Russell knocked it down.
Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet.
It's what he did last year in Brooklyn when he really kind of broke through.
Let's make a deal!
All right, do I even need to ask, what are the chances of the Knickerbockers getting either Russell or Kyle Kuzma? Or should I even be asking? And one thing before we take a break and get right away to your telephone calls, do you think the Yankees will be missing Mookie Betts? Do you think the Yankees will be missing David Price? Yes, on Price. And, of course, Mookie Betts now in Hollywood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.